This is the listening test for levels from 3 to 5 of the Vietnam 6 level language proficiency test. There are 3 parts to the test. You will hear each part once. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 5 minutes at the end of the test to transfer your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be start. Please ask any question now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. There are 8 questions in this part. For each question there are 4 options and a short recording. For each question, choose the correct answer A, B, C or D. You now have 45 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Look at question 1. How will Mary travel to Scotland?
Are you taking the train to Scotland tomorrow, Mary?
No, I'm driving there. It's cheaper.
Why don't you go by coach?
Oh no, it takes 7 hours.
Where are the shoes?
Mum, have you seen my brown shoes?
Yes, they're under the table.
No, they're not. I left them on the chair this morning, but they're not there now.
There they are, under the window.
When will the football match start next week?
Does the football match start at 12:15 every week?
No, it was early this week. It usually begins at 2:00.
So, it'll be the usual time next week?
Yes.
What is the man selling?
And this is the latest model by MacPoint. You'll find it's even quicker at doing your washing up and needs less water. And it's very easy to use, as easy as turning on your shower.
What is the weather forecast for tomorrow?
It's been typical spring weather today, sunshine and showers. The next 24 hours should be dry, but cloudy. Things look better for the next week, with Monday being a fine sunny day, and the following day mild but windy.
Where will the woman go first after work?
Are you and Sarah going straight to the restaurant from work tonight?
Actually, I'm leaving work early because I need to do some shopping in the market. And I'm going to meet Sarah after that outside the cinema. She doesn't know where the restaurant is, you see. You're playing tennis after work, aren't you?
Yes. So, I'll see you at the restaurant.
What can festival visitors see every day?
The Arts Centre in London is holding a festival of Irish culture from the 4th to the 12th of April. An exhibition of paintings is open daily, and on some weekday evenings, the theatre has special events, including plays and films. At the weekend, concerts of Irish music will take place in the town hall.
What souvenir will the boy's mother bring?
What colour T-shirt shall I bring you from New York, Fred?
I'd prefer black, but actually, a baseball cap would be a good idea.
What about another model car for your collection? I could get you a New York taxi.
Great! I really like the sports car you bought me last time.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two. You will hear three different conversations. In each conversation, there are four questions. For each question, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D. You will hear the conversations only once. Now open your question paper and look at the conversation 1. You now have 25 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
In today's program, David Green has come along to tell us all about Waterside Shopping Centre near Northport. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Well, I visited Waterside last week, and I think it has something for everyone, and I would recommend it for a day out. It's taken 3 years to build and finally opened 3 weeks ago, 2 months later than planned. Firstly, getting there. There are organised coach trips from most towns in the area, but they leave early and come home very late. So I drove. There are 12,000 free parking spaces, so parking is no problem. You can also get there by train, but the station is 15 minutes from Waterside by bus, and the buses are really crowded, so you sometimes have a long wait.
And what about opening times?
Well, one thing to remember is that the shops don't open till 10 in the morning, except on Saturday when they open at 9. So, don't get there too early on a weekday. They close at 8 o'clock every day, except Friday, when they're open until 9 p.m.
Can you tell us some more about the facilities at the shopping centre?
Yes, it's arranged on 3 levels. You'll find all your favourites here. In fact, if you want to buy a pair of shoes, there are 15 different shops to choose from on levels 1 and 2. When you run out of money, there are 7 different banks. But collect your money before you get to the 3rd level, as there aren't any banks up there. On that level, however, there are several restaurants, as well as a cinema with 7 screens. And don't get lost like I did. Go to the information desk on the 1st level and get a map.
What else can you do at Waterside?
Before you go back to your car or the bus, and in fact, it might be better to do this before you go shopping and have too much to carry, go and see the lake. Take a walk or have a go at fishing, sailing or windsurfing if you have time. Or you can rest your tired feet and watch the birds and ducks, but you are asked not to feed.
Now open your questions paper and look at conversation 2. You now have 25 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Okay, now I understand that the park is involved in 1 or 2 projects at the moment.
That's right. Since 1994, we've been working with various partners to raise money and help coordinate something called Project Life Lion. This project involves sending teams to villages which border the Serengeti National Park in East Africa to vaccinate domestic dogs against canine distemper virus, CDV, and rabies. In 1994, over 1/3 of the Serengeti lions died as a result of CDV, which had passed from domestic dogs to the wild animal population. In addition to that, we are currently taking part in the Atlantic Rainforest Project and supporting the community conservation project.
So you're obviously concerned about environmental issues.
Yes. The park continuously monitors its environmental impact. To do that, we have our own independently written environmental management system, which is now being used as a model by other organisations across the UK so that they can establish their own.
Now, apart from the day-to-day business of visitors to the park, you also put on events, don't you?
Yes. The park is a venue for all manner of corporate events, such as product launches, team building, special events, barbecues. The list is endless. And we play host to many charity and fundraising events each year. For them, we are happy to help with discounted tickets and competition prizes.
Mm. Now, tell me about the Centre for Television and Radio Training. I gather you're connected with that.
Yes, it's our sister company. If you've always dreamed of being a radio presenter, we offer you the opportunity to take the first steps.
Now open your questions paper and look at conversation 3. You now have 25 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Hello?
Hi, it's Laura Carlton here. We've just arrived at the holiday flat, but I can't get the hot water and heating to work.
Oh, right. That's easy. Don't worry. In the upstairs cupboard, you'll find the water heater. You'll see three main controls on the left at the bottom of the heater. The first one, the round one on the far left, is the most important one for the heating and hot water. It's the main control switch. Make sure it's in the on position. The switch itself doesn't light up, but the little square below will be black if the switch is off. That's probably what's happened. It's got switched off by mistake. The middle one of these three controls, you'll see it's slightly larger than the first one, controls the radiators. If you feel cold while you're there and need the radiators on, this needs to be turned to maximum. The last of the three controls, the one on the right, is usually on about a number 4 setting, which for the water in the taps is usually quite hot enough. Below the heating controls in the middle is a small round plastic button. If there isn't enough water in the pipes, sometimes the heater goes out. If this happens, you'll need to press this button to reset the heater. Hold it in for about 5 seconds, and the heater should come on again. Then there's a little square indicator under the third knob that's a kind of alarm light. It'll flash if you need to reset the heater.
It sounds complicated.
I'm sure you won't have any problems with it. There should be some more instructions on the side of the heater. Call me back if you can't make it work.
Okay.
That is the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3. You will hear 3 different talks or lectures. In each talk or lecture, there are 5 questions. For each question, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D. You will hear the talks or lectures only once. Now open your questions paper and look at talk or lecture 1. You now have 35 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Right, everyone. About the trip to the Jubilee Arts Centre next Wednesday. As you know, we have tickets for the centre's 2 theatres and the concert hall. Those of you with concert tickets will hear piano music by Chopin and Schumann. Those with tickets for the main theatre
will see Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, while people going to the smaller theatre will see The Wild Duck by Ibsen. Although all the theatre and concert tickets have gone, if anyone else would like to join us on the trip, I can get tickets for the Art Centre Cinema to see the Australian comedy film Spider and Rose. The shows begin at 7:30, but we'll leave early so you can spend time looking round the Art Centre. The coach will leave here at 3:30 and arrive at the Art Centre at 5:15. Let me tell you what you can do there. The centre has a lot for art lovers. In the art gallery, there's an exhibition of the history of Russian ballet. It has dresses and shoes worn by famous dancers and photos of past performances. With your student card, you can get in very cheaply. There are also some interesting free exhibitions. On the ground floor, you can see prize-winning paintings from a children's competition and gold jewellery made by Scottish artists. On the first floor, there's an exhibition of South American photographs, and there's no charge for that either. I know some of you hope to do some shopping. The centre has a bookshop on the first floor, and there's a souvenir shop by the ticket office. If you're more interested in clothes and shoes, there's a large shopping centre, 5 minutes' walk from the art centre. You'll probably want to eat before the show. The balcony restaurant has a menu with a wide range of meals and waiter service, but it is rather expensive. Or there's the Fountain restaurant, whose special three-course dinner is good value for money. There's also Charlie's Coffee Bar, which serves coffee, sandwiches and cakes. You can get fruit juices and ice cream from the cinema kiosk. After the shows, the coach will pick us up at the Bridge Street exit. Everyone should be there by 10:20. The two plays will finish at 10:10 or 10:15. I'm afraid concertgoers will have to wait as the concert finishes earlier, at 10:10.
Now open your question paper and look at Talker Lecture 2. You now have 35 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
And now for a few tips for those of you who are going to go walking this summer. Let's look first of all at the type of bag that you should take with you. Rod Smith works in a shop that sells camping equipment, and he feels he has a bag for every type of walking holiday. Rod, does it really make a difference what type of bag you use?
Yes, Jill, it certainly does. Bags come in every shape, colour and size now, so it makes sense to pick one that is right for your needs. A backpack, for example, could quite rapidly ruin an otherwise good walking holiday if it doesn't fit your back. In fact, the fit is critical, but the choice is so large now that it's difficult to know how to make the right one. So, here are a few things to look for. First of all, size. A bag that holds 35 litres and has three outside pockets should be plenty big enough for a day trip. For a 4 to 5 day walking tour, I would recommend a bag that holds 70 litres for a man and 50 to 60 litres for a woman. That's along with a tent and a sleeping bag. An upright bag, that's one that closes at the top, is better if you intend to climb a lot of hills. What about the contents? Well, in order to really avoid the inconvenience of broken containers or crushed clothes, I suggest you go for a bag with a solid bottom. The best ones, but these are probably the most expensive, have a leather base that's particularly resistant to wear and tear. A bag that has two compartments inside will allow you to find things more easily and separate out items such as creams that could leak in hot weather. Extra pockets on the outside of the bag are also useful if you want to carry any tools for climbing that are sharp or get dirty when you use them. Then you have to think about carrying your bag. If it's a backpack, A wide cushioned belt will ease the strain on your back and hips and leave you with more energy for your walking activities. Shoulder straps also help lighten the load, and these should be easy to adjust. There are many different types of strap on the market that can be adjusted in various different ways. Try several and compare them. It's also a good idea to make sure there's a horizontal bar that goes across your shoulders and stops the straps from falling off. Well, if you choose your bag carefully and think about some of the things I've mentioned, you shouldn't waste your money. Finally, make sure there are plenty of air holes in the padded part of your bag that touches your body. These are essential to allow sweat to escape and to make your walking or climbing holiday a comfortable one.
Now open your question paper and look at Talker Lecture 3. You now have 35 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Thank you all for coming to my talk this evening. It's nice to see so many people in the audience. For those of you who don't know very much about PS Camping, let me start by giving you some background information about the company. The company started 25 years ago. It actually opened as a retail chain selling camping equipment, and then, 20 years ago, it bought a small number of campsites in the UK and began offering camping holidays. The company grew rapidly and has been providing holidays in continental Europe for the last 15 years. If you book a camping holiday with us, you'll have a choice of over 300 sites. In Italy, we now have some 64 sites that we either own or have exclusive use of. France is where we have the majority of sites, and we currently have a project to expand into Switzerland. We also have a number of sites in northern Spain, particularly in the mountainous region of Picos de Europa. We've upgraded all these Spanish sites and improved them considerably from their original 3-star rating. We believe our holidays offer superb facilities for the whole family. Parents who want their children to be fully occupied for all or part of the day can take advantage of our children's activities. These are organised by our well-qualified and enthusiastic staff. Each day kicks off with a sports match, perhaps football or volleyball, followed by an hour of drama for everyone. This may include singing or dancing, mime or other activities. In the afternoon, there's a different art activity for each day of the week, including a poster competition or model making. What's more, our sites are truly child-friendly, and with this in mind, we operate a no-noise rule in the evenings. Children's evening activities usually finish at 9:30, or occasionally 10, and from 10:30, holidaymakers are expected to be quiet in the areas where there are tents. We want nothing to go wrong on a PS camping holiday, but if it does, we also want all our customers to be insured. If you haven't organised an annual insurance policy of your own, you'll need to take out the low-cost cover we offer, and we require that you arrange this when you make your holiday reservation. There are many advantages to choosing PS Camping and to recommending it to others. As a regular customer, you'll be kept informed of special offers, and your friends can benefit from 10% off their holiday, or book a luxury tent for the price of a standard one. In return, we'll send you a thank you present, which you can choose from a list of high-quality items.
That is the end of part 3. Now you have 5 minutes to check your answers and transfer your answers onto the answer sheet.